From what seemed like a comfortable victory, Unruh needed a brilliant injury time score to defeat a gallant South Kerry team and qualify for the semi-finals of the Leash Strength under 14 County District Championship. Helped by an early Cormac O'Sullivan goal, Unruh took a 1-3 to 1-point lead. They improved their position further when Conor Galvin burst through the visitors' defence and blasted in a rocket of a shot to the net. Ollie O'Sullivan then pinned a free for South Kerry before some great passing left Hunter Boyle in front of goal. Boyle found the net with ease. Points from O'Sullivan and Galvin left Unruh with a 2-7 to 1-2 half-time lead. The second half was scrappy to begin with. O'Sullivan's second goal, the only score in the first 10 minutes. South Kerry's only reply came from a free from corner forward O'Sullivan. With the game meandering to its inevitable conclusion, Kieran Griffin's shot was brilliantly saved by Frank O'Leary, only for O'Sullivan to find the net from the rebound. Within a minute, he had got a second goal. He then hammered in a vicious shot off the crossbar for one of the quickest hat-tricks you could see. After Unruh had a goal disallowed for a square ball, South Kerry equalised with another O'Sullivan free. Unruh saw a chance to go ahead pass with an off-target shot. From the kick-out, they attacked again. After getting the team off the flying start with his early goal, it was fitting that Cormac O'Sullivan would kick the winning score, firing over a beauty of a shot with the last kick of the game. On the night where the two O'Sullivan stood out, an otherwise scrappy game went Unruh's way. Meanwhile in Blennerville, East Kerry trailed by 5 points at half-time, despite Eric Corcoran's brilliant goal. St Brendan's answered with two of their own. With the game in the balance, a fortunate bounce helped Patrick McSweeney get a second goal. With the pressure increasing, East Kerry held on for a 1-point win and a place on top of the group and in the semi-finals. Four teams left then to decide the winners for 2025. Mid-Kerry faced Tralee in one semi-final, while the two East Kerry sides meet in the other. With both teams having one draw and 3 wins apiece, they are all set to go at it next week. When these two sides met at this stage in the Under-14 Championship 2 years ago, it was one of the best matches I've ever seen. Let's hope for another cracker next week. Thanks for listening. Good luck.